Sox in this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, and the Cats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. Well, I'll tell you what, we have reached the stretch run of the 2024 season. There is just 18 games left to play, and the Sox find themselves in fairly decent position. They're 27 and 21 in the second half of play. That's just two games back of first place in the Carolina League North. And although you lost an opportunity Sunday to be at the top of the division with the Fredericksburg Nationals, a new opportunity this week, and this is a Lynchburg team that Mr. Heater, quite frankly, has dominated yet throughout the year.
Yeah, Lynchburg's come in against the Red Sox, and it's meeting number four of the 460 rivalry this season. And after coming into the year with this thing even at 500 apiece all time, believe it or not, I mean, it was like Carolina and Duke. The Hillcats have flipped that on its head. They have won 13 of the 18 ball games played between the two teams so far this season. They're 13-5 against the Red Sox this year, and Salem's got to kind of flip the script a little bit here. The good news is for the Salem Sox is the Hillcats kind of lost some of the monsters, so to speak, that were living under the bed throughout the majority of this series. They've gone up. Things look a little bit different roster-wise for both teams, and you know, you can kind of start fresh here towards the bottom end of the second half.
Especially as of late, too. Rafi Velasquez goes up to high A, late captain, and you look at things overall, it's crazy when you think about it, because the Cleveland Guardians are the first overall pick in the 2024 MLB draft. So Travis Pizana is up there as well, and it kind of feels like they won the first half up there at the high A level. And with Cleveland's system all being at the high A level, it feels like right now, the future not only is now for the Guardians, but it's certainly coming as well. So Ralphie Velasquez goes up. Jason Churio is still here, the younger brother of Jackson Churio, with the it's certainly coming as well. So Ralphie Velasquez goes up. Jason Churio is still here, the younger brother of Jackson Churio, with the Milwaukee Brewers League South, but have struggled a little bit in the second half of play. So there is opportunities for the Red Sox, and it really all starts tonight. How about this, by the way, too? You look out on Salem Memorial Ballpark right now, gorgeous night for baseball, but we were talking about it in our pregame standout. I mean, we're wearing the quarter zips. It's 70 degrees outside. It's supposed to get down to 65 by 10 o'clock today here in Salem. That is very uncharacteristic for late August, for sure.
I'm going to do it. It's something you're not supposed to do, I've heard, as a minor league baseball broadcaster, and I'm going to say that in my second year, maybe we can change that narrative a little bit. It's football weather. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's getting to that point. Now, 70 degrees on August 20th is a little aggressive, though, for sure.
It's going to get hot the rest of the week. And next week it's going to be up towards 90 once again around these parts. But can we just enjoy it for today?
I'm ready to
bring out the pumpkin spice coffee. I'm ready to watch college game day. And I'm ready to watch playoff baseball. Playoff baseball this time of year with the chill in the air as well.
By the way, have you seen, speaking of the fall, if you go to, like, the grocery store right now, all the Halloween stuff's already out and everything.
Dude, Spirit Halloween is open right next to where I go to the gym in Christiansburg. And Spirit Halloween is open, and I was like, wow, all right, it is August.
I don't know if I'm
quite ready for all that, but at this point I'm ready to hear Frank Sinatra sing sweet Christmas tunes as well.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Don't wish it away.
I know. Yeah, we're still over 2 months away to Halloween.
When do you listen to Christmas tunes, buddy?
November 1st.
Okay.
November 1st.
Okay.
But it doesn't get aggressive until after Thanksgiving. Like,
sure.
I can put on a tune every now and then, but then once Thanksgiving hits,
it's over.
You can enjoy some Christmas music for sure.
I listened to the first Christmas tune and then got into the rhythm of listening to Christmas tunes October 6th last year. And that was a little early. That was the earliest I'd ever done it, but I enjoyed every second.
I was with you that weekend. We drove back from Florida State.
That's
and
right.
And the back half of that trip, we were listening to Christmas music the whole way home. With Tyler Gatz in the car, too.
The memories of our college journey, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the Red Sox, they come in at 61-53 overall, 27-21 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. And the Lynchburg Hillcats are 61-51. They are 24-22 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Lynchburg has won 13 of the first 18 meetings. Should be a good one here on this Tuesday night from Salem as the Sox and the Hillcats prepare to start this six-game set. Step aside for the first time today, and on the other side of this break, starting lineups and an injury report update here from the ballpark. For the first time today, we'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch,
out for number 8 in neon green tonight. Luis Marejo is the first baseman, and he bats cleanup for Lynchburg, followed up by Garrett Howe. He plays shortstop and bats 5th. Logan Clark is the catcher behind the dish, ready to bat 6th, followed up by Juan Benjamin. He plays at third base and bats 7th. Barrett Reebok is the left fielder. He bats 8th. And rounding things out in the nine hole, the designated hitter tonight for the Hillcats, Manuel Mejias. One more time through the Lynchburg Hillcats, I should say. Starting 9, it's Tommy Hawk, Welbin Francisca, Jason Chirillo, Luis Marejo, Garrett Howe, Logan Clark, Juan Benjamin, Garrett Reebok, and, of course, Manuel Mejias. Starting pitcher on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats, Jervis Alfaro. He's 2-1 on the year with a 3.18 earned run average through 51 innings, but he makes just his third single-A appearance. It is his third start as well, and he's been even better at the single-A level, a 2.16 ERA in this small sample size he surrendered
of his professional career as he toes the rubber from the left side today for the Salem Sox. Tell you what, again, you're down to the final stretch, and it's the stretch run, if you will, here in the Carolina League. Is there's just 3 weeks left of games. There's 18 games remaining, and with the Sox two back of first place, it gives us an opportunity to take a glance around the Carolina League to see what is going on.
Whether it's up or down, and that was a name that was, I think, circled for everybody.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you also got Harlan Susana, who's now with Hiya Wilmington. He is now the fourth best prospect in their organization. We saw him in Salem. Back it up, Travis Sikora.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during
Red Sox are two back, such a crucial series on tap here from Southwest VA. Ready to start us off on play-by-play duties in this six-game set. Let's toss it over to my left and to Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Carter. Setting the table for you once again. A spectacular night here at the ballpark with the sun setting behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. Good crowd on hand, and the playoff push is upon us with 18 games left to play in the 2024 regular season. Red Sox sit two games back in the Carolina League North. On the other side, it's a four-game disadvantage for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Both teams trying to clinch a spot where they would meet the Carolina Mudcats in the postseason. The work is cut out for them, and it's the fourth edition of the 460 rivalry here in Salem. The southpaw, Mikey Sansone, goes on the bump for the Sox. He'll face 1-2-3 in the order. Tommy Hawk, Welbin Francisca, and Jason Chirillo for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Home whites tonight for the Salem Sox. On the other side, the Hillcats wearing the road neon green tops. They got the navy blue lids, and they have the silver gray pants in Salem. Ready to roll here high above Carilion Clinic Field. I'm Giovanni Heater, once again joined alongside Carter Hill. Sansone toes the rubber. It's just his third start of this season, despite having 17 appearances up to this point. Of course, 14 of them coming out of the bullpen. And from the left side, Tommy Hawk is ready. Sansone gathers above his head, kicks and deals. And the first pitch is a breaking ball that misses down and away. We're underway at 7.07 p.m. here in Salem.
72 degrees.
Gotta love it.
Tuesday evening in August.
One ball, no strikes, the offering. And a fastball simmers high at the top of the zone, called a strike. And it's 0-1. Michael Sansone, 5-4 on the year with a 2.5 ERA. Peering to home plate, he offers the 1-1. Fastball steams the outside corner once again, and it's 1-2. Tommy Hawk playing out in right field today. He's a 275 hitter with a home run and 19 runs batted in on this season. Sansone deals, 1-2. Breaking ball down and out, and the count evened up at 2-2. It's that fall weather here on a mid-August night in Salem. It's going to get hot, especially next week, but we'll take it when we can get it. A little bit of a tease here. The 2-2. Fastball lifted back into the seats, and Tommy Hawk fights it off to stay alive.
I think it's supposed to get up to maybe the high is 81 throughout the week, so a solid temperature, if you will. And then next week, to your point, back into the 90s here in Southwest Virginia.
Absolutely. A little bit of a tease again. 2-2 to Hawk. And he knifes a fastball foul left side once again and just continues to stick in there, elongating Mikey Sansone's first at-bat.
Tell you what, though, I think everybody here will take it. 72 degrees to start the series. Better than the 95-degree heat and humidity, no doubt about that.
2-2, and a breaking ball sails high. Fills it up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Frank Jones, the home plate umpire. Richie Arredondo is out in the field. We've had this Carolina League crew twice now in Salem this season. Sansone peering above the webbing of his mitt. And now calling time is Tommy Hawk. He digs back in, taps the bat on home plate, raises it above his left shoulder. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, nobody out here in the first. With 2 seconds left to pitch, the southpaw deals. Payoff pitch, swing, and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball down and away. A half-harder from Tommy Hawk. And after all that, there's one gone. 8 pitches from Sansone, and he strikes him out.
That was a great at-bat by Tommy Hawk. But Sansone, the lefty, gets the best of his counterpart at the dish. And that's a nice way to start the contest if you're Michael Sansone.
Brings up Welbin Francisca from the right side. One gone, nobody on here in the top of the first. And the first pitch, he crushes this one high into the air, deep left field, staying in the yard for Ayubi, 2 steps in front of the warning track, and he hauls it in for out number 2. Well, you go 8 pitches on the first at-bat, and then you induce a loud swing on the first pitch of the second at-bat, and now there's 2 gone. Kind of evens things out a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Sansone as far as the pitch count goes. Jason Chirillo, the fourth best prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization, taps the bat on home plate from the right side. Digs in, younger brother of Jackson Chirillo, one of the bright stars in the major leagues. And the first pitch, it's a fastball called a strike, top of the zone, 0-1.
Leads the team with a .278 average, 70th best prospect in all of baseball, still here in Lynchburg.
0-1. He swings and nubs it. Slow roller right side. It's got the backspin, but it stays foul. 0-2. 5 homers. Get this, though, Clark. This is the number that makes your eyes pop a little bit. 58 RBI.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's next-level stuff right there. Timely hitting to a T. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 gone, nobody on in the first. Sansone kicks and deals the 0-2. Swung on and lifted. A fastball foul right side. Jason Chirillo sticking in there at 0-2.
5th in the Carolina League in RBIs with 58 on the year.
Sansone trying to strike him out here. Ahead in the count, 0-2. A stare down with 6 seconds to pitch. The lefty hurls, 0-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. 77-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Another half-hearted swing induced. Two strikeouts in the first. And Michael Sansone sits him down 1-2-3. We go to the home half of one after this. Scoreless in Salem. It's the fourth edition this season of the 460 rivalry on MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
A gorgeous Tuesday night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. Scoreless ball game heading to the bottom of the first inning. Franklin Arias, Nizan Zanatello, and Antonio Anderson lead things off for the Sox. Their first time up to the dish here tonight. Jervis Alfaro is the starting pitcher on the bump for the Hillcats, donning the road neon green tops with the silver gray caps and silver gray bottoms. The Red Sox on the other side in the home whites. The first pitch to Arias, and he swings and drills it on a line drive down into right field for a leadoff base hit. Well, he moved up to number 6 in the Red Sox organization with the most recent MILB pipeline top 30, and he's showing you why right there. The Sox with an opportunity early.
First pitch swinging for Franklin Arias, too. He's seen that a couple times this year where just always seems to be very aggressive at the dish. And if he gets a pitch that he likes early on in the AB, oh, he's going to take advantage, no doubt about that.
Here's Nizan Zanatello from the right side. Righty on righty and a pickoff to first. Arias back in there with a head first plunge safe. And Nizan still awaits the first pitch. He's bumped down just a little bit. Was rated 8th. In the organization, now down to 18th for the Red Sox. Second round pick from a year ago. And the first pitch, he swings and knifes it back to the netting, 0-1. Nizan hitting 165, 6 home runs, 19 runs batted in for the 19-year-old out of St. Louis. Red Sox coming off of a series split on the road in Fredericksburg against the top team of the Carolina League North. Pick off to first, and Arias is still back in there. Got tagged on the hip, held on by Marejo at first, but was in there in time. Still 0-1 for Nizan Zanatello. You know, the Sox, it felt like had a really good opportunity to win both on Wednesday and on Sunday. Surrendered both of those games. The 0-1, fastball sails high and away, evens it up at 1-1. Particularly, though, on that Sunday, held an 8-5 lead in the late stages of the ball game and then coughed up that lead in the bottom of the eighth. Went down by 3 and didn't have a response in the ninth. Here's the 1-1. Might have hit him, and it did. Hit him on the hand as well as the bottom of the bat, but definitely clipped part of that yellow glove, and Nizan Zanatello heads to first with a hit by pitch. Runners on first and second. I think it caught more bat than hand, but got enough of the hand, and home plate umpire Frank Jones awards him first base.
Yeah, here's the replay on MILB TV. I think Logan Clark, the catcher, is pleading it was a foul ball.
You could hear it hit part of the bat, and the way it deflected as well. But got a little bit of the hand. First and second, here's Antonio Anderson. First pitch to the switch hitter, and he swings and misses through an 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball at the knees, 0-1. Ant hitting 187.
Got to see that one more time. Here comes.
Close games, right? And when they lose big, right? You take a look at the run differential. Salem currently has a minus 16 run differential. And despite that, they're in second place in the Carolina League North. To put that in perspective, Lynchburg is four games back and in fourth place. They have a plus 10 run differential. Fredericksburg, at the top of the North, they have a plus 28 run differential. So the Sox, they lose big when they lose, and they win by a slim margin when they win. If they can get off to a big jump here, that could be a big movement in the positive direction. As Marvin Alcantara eyes up a fastball for a strike at the knees, it's 0-1. Marvin Alcantara from the right side, playing second base tonight for the Sox. Base is loaded, one gone in the bottom of the first. In the 0-1, he swings and lifts it into the air, tailing right side into the seats, 0-2.
By the way, a little nugget from our historian Jim, Roman Anthony just hit his first Triple-A home run.
All right.
Against the Nashville Sounds. He and Kyle Teal and Marcelo Meyer are all now a call away from Fenway Park in the big leagues.
Absolutely awesome. Bases loaded, no balls, two strikes for Marvin Alcantara, the pitch. Taken downstairs and away, 1-2. Marv's hitting 242, 38 RBI, looking for 39, 40, shoot, maybe even 41 here. Has two home runs on the season. He's on a seven-game hitting streak, longest active for any Red Sox. The 1-2, he swings and knifes this one, a dagger into the seats right side, 1-2. Scolded off the bat, hit the opposite way, and Marv continues to stay alive.
Obviously, a strikeout would also be big for the Hillcats because a ball in play here, ground ball, no guarantee you can turn it because Marvin Alcantara can run down the first base line.
1-2 to Marv. He swings a roller up the middle, through for a base hit. Zanatello comes in to score. Nelly Taylor blazing behind him. Two RBI single, Marvin Alcantara. It's 3-0 Red Sox.
Well, what a way to start the series. Three hits, three runs. Franklin Arias, a leadoff single, a hit by pitch, a strikeout. Nelly Taylor's RBI single, a walk, bases are loaded. And then Marvin Alcantara works a really, really good AB. And then a ground ball up the middle sneaks through, and Sox are cooking early on.
They've bested Jervis Alfaro in his third start at the single A level early on here. They've amassed now three hits and a hit by pitch. It's a 3-0 advantage for the Red Sox with just one gone in the home half of the first. Here's Fraley Encarnacion from the right side. First and second for the 253 hitter. And the first pitch. He swings and chops this one to the right side of the infield. Two hops into the mitt of Marejo, and he underhands to the covering Alfaro for out number two. Runners do move second and third respectively. Pair in scoring position with two gone now for the Sox.
Well, now if you can get a base hit from the 10 to your 10, all of a sudden, this is likely going to be a 5-0 game. Especially with Alcantara's speed down at second. I mean, this is an opportunity for the Sox to really kind of cement things early on here in Salem.
You mentioned it, Carter. When they win, it's usually by a slim margin as a fastball misses down and away, 1-0. So if they can get off to a hot start here and kind of play keep away the rest of the ball game, you put yourself in a really nice spot to open up the series. Especially when you got Sansone on the bump tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Second and third, two gone, 1-0 for Nathaniel Uten, the pitch. He swings and lifts it back to the net, 1-1. 247 hitter, six homers, 43 RBI for Uten. Speaking of Roman Anthony, he's wearing Roman's jersey from when he was here, 22 and white.
Okay. Wore the number 22, double two.
Deuces. Two balls, two strikes for Uten. And the pitch. He swings and chops it right side. It's bobbled by Marejo. He scoops it up, underhands, and Alfaro got him at first. Covering and fielding his position quite well on two ABs in a row was Jervis Alfaro. That's out number three. back-to-back 3-1 putouts. It ate up Marejo at first, and he was able to recover. But the Sox, they end up plating three and take a 3-0 advantage here in the home half of the first.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second and a 3-0 lead for the Red Sox on a Tuesday night here in Salem. The southpaw, Michael Sansone, toes the rubber for his second frame of work. Ready to face 4-5-6 in the Hillcat order. Luis Marejo, Garrett Howe, and Logan Clark. Well, the Red Sox were dynamite in the bottom of the first inning. RBI single from Nellie Taylor Jr. and a 2-RBI single from Marvin Alcantara. The Sox plate three, and they take a 3-0 advantage heading to the top of the second. Lefty on righty matchup. Marejo is ready in the first pitch. It's a breaking ball hammered back to the backstop, and it's 0-1. Luis Marejo, small sample size, Clark, but the Cats hitting 356. With three home runs and 12 RBI for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Swinging a hot bat, no doubt about it. OBP of 446. Sansone antsy. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Fastball, top of the zone, check swing, and Richie Arredondo says he didn't go on the appeal. Evens it up at 1-1. Just barely, just kind of raised the bat off of his right shoulder. Ball at a strike. Sansone delivers the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him through a breaking ball. 1-2.
By the way, I mentioned that Roman Anthony homer for the first time at the AAA level. I said it was in Nashville. No, it was in Norfolk. It was here in the Commonwealth back here in the state of Virginia against the Norfolk Tides.
How about that? And now calling time and stepping out at the very last second, Luis Marejo. He digs back in from the right side. One ball, two strikes for the 356 hitter. And now kind of taking his time with the disengagement is Frank Jones, the home plate umpire. They're back ready to roll. And Sansone, with 5 seconds left on the pitch clock, got to go. The 1-2. Fastball lifted into the air, shallow left field. Chasing underneath it is Ayubi. He calls everybody.
For your chance to win free eggs, Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of two on a Tuesday night here in Salem. 3-1, the Red Sox in front of the Hillcats. It's the fourth edition in 2024 of the 460 rivalry. Well, Logan Clark with a solo blast in the second. Other than that, though, Michael Sansone has been dialed in. He's amassed three strikeouts, facing just a total of seven batsmen up to this point through two innings of work. And the Sox will look to stay in front here, add a little bit of offense in the bottom of the second. Nine-hole hitting left fielder in Kareem Ayubi leads us off. Then we go back to the top with Franklin Arias, Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and so on. From the left side, it's Kareem Ayubi, a 167 hitter, playing for the first time here in Salem. In the first pitch is a fastball missing high. The count now 1-0. Has one RBI, played last week for the Salem Sox on the road in Fredericksburg. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He swings and chops it foul right side. Count evened up at a ball and a strike. And so this is the first time that we get to see him up at the single-A level while playing for the Salem Red Sox. So welcome. And he eyes up a fastball outside. The count now 2 balls and a strike. Taking a look at what he did down in the Florida Complex League earlier this season. First, the 2-1 pitch. He swings and drives it deep right field, and it is rolling, one hopping to the wall past Tommy Hawk. Ayubi with blazing speed around first, a foot first slide into second, and a leadoff double in the 9-hole here to start out the second.
110 off the barrel of the bat. Just kind of crept up on Tommy Hawk, and you mentioned the blazing speed. That was a good throw and right, too.
Yeah.
From the warning track. And a little two-bagger for the Red Sox starting left fielder. And back to the top we go.
He hit just 198 down in the Florida Complex League, Carter. Had 42 strikeouts, 28 walks, 14 RBI. Had three doubles, a triple. Did have three home runs. Starts out with a double here tonight. Here's Franklin Arias from the right side. First pitch. And a fastball pierces the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Well, Franklin Arias on the first pitch he saw in the first inning, cranked a single in a right field grass for a base hit. See if he can keep that going. He's 1-for-1 tonight. 0-1 to Franklin. Misses high and in. Pulls his hands away from one. Breaking ball drilled high into the air, deep right field. Long run for Nathaniel Uten, and he won't get there. It drops in front of him, slowly rolling out of the warning track, blazing around second, heading for third is Reebok. He'll stop there. A stand-up triple to lead things off here in the top of the third. And, boy, honestly, Carter, I think he might have had a case for trying to go four.
Yeah, that was such an interesting play right there because the dead Uten shaded from way over in right center field. And once he couldn't get to it, he sold out to the point where he crashed up against the wall next to the bullpen, and it rolled the opposite direction. So as a result, that's easily a triple. And to your point, if they wanted to test it, he could have tried for the inside the Parker.
Here's Manuel Mejias. First pitch, he scolds a fastball deep left, foul off the very top of the wall in the top left corner. Probably traveled, if I had to guess, close to 325. That wall is 325 at the pole. Yeah, it went 338 and just missed. Foul ball, allowed foul. It's 0-1, and all of a sudden, bottom of the order. Now they're starting to get on Sansone a little bit. The lefty is ready. Lefty on a righty matchup. Runner off a third, nobody out. The 0-1, breaking ball, misses high. And now field umpire Richie Arredondo says a balk, and it's 3-2. Run comes in to score from third. Lynchburg within a run here in the third.
Oh. And go Cats. Will helped out
yes,
the Hillcats.
Yes, I was going to say he's gone and spent some time with the enemy. 0-1. Check swing. Misses high and in. 1-1. I'll tell you, Will, this is the 460 rivalry. And I know he's listening down there. This is the 460 rivalry. That's like Johnny Damon going and playing for the Yankees after winning a World Series with the Red Sox. You can't do it. You can't do it. The 1-1, breaking ball hammered, right field. Nathaniel Uten backing up, and he makes the catch 10 feet in front of the warning track for out number two.
Going to come up to you tomorrow on the field before the game, be like, I was listening.
I'm going
to
hear about it, for sure. No, all things and all jokes aside, Will is so good at his job. don't blame them for trying to poach him for a week when they needed it, because this field looks absolutely spectacular.
During the off week, too, he was tweeting out Will was tweeting out pictures of him doing field work on a Thursday night.
First pitch to Jason Chirillo, knifed up the middle, scooped up by Alcantara, short throw to first in time for out number three. Carter, I'll let you finish your thought. As the Sox got out of a little bit of a jam, they give up one run. It's now 3-2. Sox in front by one. What you got?
No, you can just tell how dedicated he is, because you see him tweet out on a Thursday night when the team's on the road at 6:30, a video or a picture of him on the gator, or painting the field, or painting the logo, I should say, or doing some work on the field after the tropical storm. Like, there's a lot that goes into minor league baseball that I think people don't realize, and Will's certainly a great ambassador for everything that goes on behind the scenes.
No doubt. I'm excited to see him around Lane Stadium this fall as well, because he's going to be helping out with the grounds crew at Virginia Tech as the Hokies gear up for what should be an exciting and maybe even historic 2024 campaign. Red Sox trying to make 2024 historic as well, trying to punch a ticket to the playoffs. 18 games left. Got to win every one that they can. They're two games back in the Carolina League North. They lead it 3-2 over the Hillcats here. We go to the bottom of the third after this.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to milbstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Antonio Anderson ready to get us going in the bottom of the third. 3-2, Red Sox in front. And the first pitch is a knifer up the middle on the ground for a base hit. Double A leads us off with a knock. It's the Red Sox fifth hit of the night. And the table has been set here in the bottom of three. Giovanna Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. And how about that, Carter? Double A is 1-for-2 tonight.
And first pitch swinging, too, right up the middle. Seen that a couple times today for the Sox. And clearly something in the scouting report says that you want to chase the first pitch against the ready Alfaro, because the Sox have been aggressive, and Antonio Anderson comes through there.
There's Nelly Taylor Jr. from the left side, hitting .314 in his last 10 ball games. Runner off of first and the first pitch. He swings and drills it towards the gap, right center field. Hawk watches it fly, and this is gone. Off the scoreboard for Nelly Taylor Jr. He's swinging one of the hottest sticks in the Carolina League. A two-run blast, and the Sox are in front, 5-2.
Well, just when the Hillcats strike, the Sox get two right back. Two hitters in, two swings. And that one off the very bottom of the scoreboard in right center field. 101 off the bat, 398 to right center. That's number five on the year for Nelly. And it's now 5-2.
Well, the bases are cleared with nobody out, and we'll reset with Andrew Musitt. The catcher digs in from the right side, adjusting his batting gloves. And the Sox are all over Jervis Alfaro here in just his third single-A start. First pitch to Musitt. Fastball simmers high, misses the zone, 1-0. The Sox have now amassed six hits. They've taken advantage of those six hits. It's resulted in five runs and a 5-2 lead. The 1-0. Fastball high once again, 2-0. Musitt walked in his first at-bat, made it all the way to third, and was left there. Two balls, no strikes for the .250 hitter. And the pitch. Swings and tips it. Wanted the fences on a fastball. Got it to the backstop, 2-1. Hits from Franklin Arias. Nelly Taylor Jr. now 2-for-2 with three RBI, might I add. Marvin Alcantara with a two RBI single. Kareem Ayoubi with a knock. Anderson and Nelly Taylor again. The 2-1. Fastball in there for a strike, top of the zone, 2-2. I mean, the Sox, 1-9, have been contributing. Encarnacion and Etienne Uten, the only Sox to not be aboard yet today. 2-2. Fastball high and away, 3-2. Because you had Nizan Zanatello with a hit-by-pitch in the first, and again, Music.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300-plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
They've had to make a play like that. But hey, the play was made, one gone.
Brings up Garrett Howell, the starting shortstop. So you get the three in the bottom of the first, and then Nellie Taylor Jr. comes through with the two-run shot in the third. Lefty on left. First pitch. He swings. Smacks it into right. Moving into down to U10. And it's down for a base knock. One hopping into his mitt. One out single off the bat of Garrett Howell. Now hitting 310 in the start of his professional career. And here's Logan Clark, the catcher. Now Clark back in the second. A missile. Out to left center, just to the left of the scoreboard. Solo shot, his second of his pro career. Throw out a first, tack put down late, and we'll reset. Second of his pro career, and it made it 3-1 at the time. Sansone from the bell, glances to first, winds and fires. High inside fastball, but called a strike, according to Frank Jones behind the dish. The count starts at nothing and one.
See if Sansone has kind of a shutdown frame in him here. Sure, he gives up the knock, but after the Sox plate two more, can he keep the defense in front?
0-1, fastball simmers side away, and it evens up the count of one and one. By the way, Logan Clark is a former 16th round pick at a Taft Union High School in the 2022 MLB draft. 1-1, glance to first. Kicks and deals. Inside it goes. At the knees. And it's just the count to 2-1. How about this, Mr. Heater?
Let's hear it.
Taft Union High School in Taft, California. Just outside of Bakersfield, California. Taft Union High School was the site of the 1986 2-1. Wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 2-2. The site of the 1986 film, The Best of Times, which, I'm not going to lie, I had not heard of. But you look at the actors in that movie, Robin Williams and Kurt Russell.
Oh, okay. Never seen it. Never heard of it. But two icons, no doubt about it.
2-2. And the lefty. Long looking. Throws to first. Sails high. And we'll reset. Robin Williams.
What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Jumanji, I think I got to say.
Jumanji, okay.
Yours is probably Good Will Hunting.
That's a good one. That's a good one, but I don't think it would be my favorite, no.
Okay.
Let you get the pitch here.
2-2. Curls and unfurls. Runner takes off. Wave and a miss. Throw to second. Will be in time. A strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Andrew Musa behind the dish. A dart to Franklin Arias. And there is out number three. To the home half of the fourth, we go in Salem. 5-2, the Sox on top. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy, and you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi, or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-2, the Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number one of this six-game set. 8-9-1 it goes in the Red Sox order. It debuts in Kareem Ayoubi and Franklin Arias against the right-hander Alfaro, who is on first fourth inning of work. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. First pitch is grounded right side. It's through for a base hit. Past the glove of Marejo down at first. Uten to second. Throw from Hawk will be not nearly in time. And a leadoff double to start up the Sox here in the home half of the fourth. Again, first pitch swinging for the Salem Red Sox. That's hit number 7 of the day. Uten with a two-bagger. And Salem set up here in the fourth. Brings up Kareem Ayoubi now from the left side. And the count fills up at 3. And Sieg's got a hop, throws to second for 1. On to first, and the scoop on the other end by Marejo is there for the 6-4-3 double play.
He's fast. He made that close, and that was a sharp grounder. Like,
yes.
That was tailor-made DP. They turned it well, and he still had a chance to beat it out. Like, he's quick.
That was a nice play there as well. 4-6-3, I should say, go the Red Sox. As Arias is retired on a double play for the second time today. And here's Nizan Zinatello, the designated hitter.
You 10 off a third, 2 gone. See if he can bring one more in.
0-1 today with a hit by pitch. First pitch, taken for a strike inside corner. Right below the bell, and the count starts at nothing and one.
If Lynchburg stays in this game, and maybe even wins it.
That's one you can circle.
That's one
play
you,
can circle.
I mean, first and second, nobody out, boom. 2 gone like that with the double play. It's huge.
0-1. Breaking ball just misses a hair low and away. And it evens up the count at 1-1. Yeah, that was as good as it gets with the pick at second from Franciski. You throw to second. Garrett Howell's covering. Throw to first. And Marejo with a beautiful scoop on the other end. 4-6-3. 1-1. Ready deals. He swings. Chops at third base side. It trickles foul. And it shifts the count to 1-2. By the way, it is the Fishwick fourth inning, so get up and stretch. Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial, kitesum, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick and Associates, lawyers for the people. It's in at third. And the 1-2. Swing, get a miss. Got him strike 3. Chased a high fastball. Zanatello retired on strikes, and a potential 6th run is left 90 feet away. To the 5th we go here in Salem. 5-2, the Sox with a 3-run lead. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 5th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 5-2, the Red Sox on top of the Lynchburg Hillcats in game number one of this six-game set. 7-8-9 it goes in the Hillcats' order. Juan Benjamin, Barrett Reba, and Manuel Mejia is the starting designated hitter. Michael Sansone once again toes the rubber for the Sox. This is inning number five for him. So far today, four innings, four hits, two runs. They were earned. Four strikeouts and no walks. He has thrown 54 pitches. Here's Juan Benjamin from the right side, 0 for 1 with a strikeout. First pitch, winds and fires, wave and a miss at the breaking ball as he got a piece of Andrew Musin on the backswing, it looked like. And the count starts at nothing and one. He'll give Musin some time here. In the meantime, Benjamin, starting third baseman for the Hillcats, hitting 260, two homers and 48 RBIs. And here's the replay in MLB TV. Yes, it was the backswing that got the left wrist of Andrew Musin. And that is not something that feels good. Back to baseball. Count 0-1, comes to first base side and deals. He swings, fists it down the right field line, and it falls foul. And it's quickly nothing and two. Michael Sansone, by the way, working ahead, too. We mentioned the strikeout-to-walk ratio is Manuel Mejias. Signed as an international free agent back on small sample size that has lasted just over 2 weeks. He came into today hitting 340, a homer, and 10 RBIs. And you look at what he's done so far in his professional career. Well, he's hit 325 since he signed with Cleveland back in 2023. 1-0, he swings, drills it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. One run scores. Here comes Mejias. Throw to the plate will be cut off. Not in time. Two-run single off the bat of Francisca. And just like that, it's now 5-4.
Wow. Both teams kind of trading blows here. Lynchburg very much in this ball game.
Moving to second, Tommy Hawk. Back-to-back base knocks up the middle with a hit-by-pitch sandwiched in between. And the Hillcats are threatening to tie this puppy up here in the fifth. Just like that, here's Jason Churio. Another guy who you don't want to see if you're Michael Sansone. Not only is he the fourth best prospect in Cleveland's system, as here comes Juan Rivera, the 70th best prospect in all of baseball, the second highest rated prospect that Salem has seen in all of 2024. As the meeting continues on the top of the bump, the Red Sox seeking now that ground ball double play. You're up by one, a two spot here in the fifth. Sansone is two outs away from being in line for a victory. But you got to complete this frame first and keep the Hillcats further off the scoreboard.
This is a perfect example of what you get when you get production out of the bottom of your order.
Oh, absolutely.
Right, because Juan Benjamin and Manuel Mejia set things up with a couple of base hits. Now you let your sluggers go at it at the top of the order.
First pitch, lefty deals. Call it a strike. Inside court at the bell. And the count starts at nothing and one. There is some action in the Red Sox bullpen. Sansone's night likely soon coming to a close. 0-1 is line left side and caught it short. Throw to second. Not in time. Frank Linares makes the play. Didn't even have to move. And just like that, there's two down.
Yeah, kind of a soft liner, right? Might have broken a piece of the bat. Just hit 75. Arias was ready for it.
Brings up Luis Marejo now, the first baseman. 0 for 2. Tying runs still at second as Dennis Reggio is loosening up down the left field line. First pitch comes to first base side. Roxanne instead will appeal to second. Started the rock. Oh, he didn't fire, though. Turned back to second base and chased Tommy Hawk back to the bat. 0 for 2 today. A flyout and a pop-up. First pitch, He swings, knifes it up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Hawk on his horse. Here's the throw to the plate. It will be cut off once again. A game-tying RBI single for Marejo, and we're knotted up at five. Three singles up the middle in this inning, Mr. Heater. Same spot, too.
Yeah, they're all over Sansón now in his third time through. And yeah, they're making him pay. Just catching too much of the plate on that one. Pretty much right over the heart of the plate with an 86-mile-an-hour off speed. It's cranked 102 off the bat up the middle, and run comes in. Brand new ball game, five apiece.
Garrett Howe now from the left side. First pitch run the lefty, and it misses low and in. Count begins at 1-0. So three runs in the frame. Lynchburg has erased the three-run deficit. They've knotted the game up at five. And how is the eighth man to take a stab at things so far here in the inning? Throw to second, and instead a dig from Michael Sansón as Francisca slides back into second with ease. He's at second, Marejo down at first. 1-0 from the belt. And the lefty deals. Breaking ball, misses a hair high.
60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Brand new ball game, all tied at five here at the Yard in Southwest VA for game one of six in the sixth game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. Typically, I say thanks for joining us as always on this Tuesday evening, but as the year starts to wind down a little bit, just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. All season long, it has been a long ride, Mr. Heater, since April 5th. We got two more weeks to go, but it is coming to a close in a hurry.
Well, it feels like April once again. I'm chilly. It's cold.
I really am chilly.
Like, I'm uncomfortably chilly.
I'm not going to lie. I am chilly.
The hands are cold.
Here's Antonio Anderson. First pitch from Ward Quillen Vasquez. Winds and fires. And it's a breaking ball called a strike inner edge as the count begins at nothing and one. It's cold.
It is.
I mean, like, it's not, but it is to us up here. 0-1, righty deals, wave, and a tipper into the mitt of Logan Clark, and it counts nothing at two.
Well, it just goes to show how hot it's been.
Yes.
Because it's actually not that cold.
It's 68.
It's 66 degrees.
0-2, he swings, drills it into right. Tommy Hawk creeps in and gloves it waist high for out number one. Kind of started in, shifted to his left, and had to kind of turn his mitt over, but made the catch just in time, and there's one down.
Yeah, good contact, 94 off the bat, went down for a breaking ball, and just hit it to a defender.
Oh, in steps Nellie Taylor Jr. 2-for-2 today. Three RBIs, a two-run homer, and a single. First pitch. Outside it goes. And the count begins at 1-0. Ward Quillen Vasquez, the right-hander on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Dominican Republic. 1-0. Breaking ball just misses a hair high at the letters. Moves the count to 2-0. Vasquez is 4-2 on the year. A 3.30 ERA. 27th appearance. And here's his 2-0. Way away. On the fastball, high and outside. And it's three balls and no strikes. 57 and a third innings pitched. 67 strikeouts for Vasquez. 3-0. Outside it goes. A fastball that wasn't even close. A four-pitch walk to Nellie Taylor Jr. And the Sox are set up for Andrew Buesen. Looking at the final lot for the right-hander Alfaro. Four innings for Lynchburg. Seven hits, five runs. They were all earned. First pitch. Inside it goes. High in it. And the count begins at 1-0. Two walks, two strikeouts. The season ERA is up to 5.11. And Vasquez, the right-hander, takes over. Throw to first and not in time as Nelly plunges in safely. We'll reset. Three for the Sox in the first. One for Lynchburg in the second. One in the third. The Sox got two back in the home half of the fray. 1-0. Misses low and in. Six straight balls out of the zone. And it's now 2-0. Sox got those two runs back on the Nelly two-run shot. And then Lynchburg with a three spot. Here in the top of the fifth. All off of Michael Sansaw. 2-0. Runner takes off from first. Misses high and in. Throw down to second will be not in time. Took Garrett Howe off the bag. That's now seven straight balls for Ward Quellen Vasquez. And the count's 3-0 on another stolen bag for Nelly Taylor Jr.
Yeah, it took field umpire Richie Arredondo a second there, but I think he made the right call. I think it was a good throw, just a little in front.
Yeah.
No opportunity to apply the tag, really.
The 3-0 from the belt. Inside it goes. And there's ball four. It's just been that kind of night it feels like at the ballpark. Back-to-back walks on four pitches. And the Hillcats, after tying the game, have put themselves in another pickle, quite frankly.
They're saying, Carter, you will not let that head hit the pillow till midnight tonight.
Marvin Alcantara now with an opportunity. After back-to-back walks, Taylor resides at second. Musick just barely off of first. And Alcantara's one for two, stepping in from the right side. First pitch comes at third base side. The righty deals. Breaking ball misses high and in. That is nine straight balls for Ward Quellen Vasquez as Logan Clark's going to come out and have a conversation. This is one of those, if you're at one of the hostile college baseball environments where you have, I don't know, 50 fans behind home plate yelling, ball nine, because he's thrown nine straight balls.
Well, Texas A&M, right? Didn't they start that?
I think Texas A&M did start that.
Stanley Tucker would know.
1-0 from the bell. He winds and fires. Fastball caught a strike. Outside corner. And it evens up the count of 1-1. Disrupts the nine straight balls tossed in by Ward Quellen Vasquez. First and second one down. Tied at 5 in Salem. 1-1. The righty deals. He swings and fists it foul. First base side. Hits 1-2. Well, this is what has been the most jarring stat of the day, if you will. Eight hits for the Hillcats in the first five frames. Seven for Salem in 4 1/3. The 1-2. He winds and fires. Breaking ball, called strike three on the outside corner. Top of the zone on the black, and Frank Jones rings him up on a 77-mile-per-hour breaking ball. First strikeout for Vasquez. First for Alcantara. And there's two down for Fraley and Canacion.
Oh, it's big for Lynchburg just to kind of get things back to normal a little bit after the nine straight balls.
Here's Fraley. Righty on righty matchup. First pitch, wides and fires. He swings, smacks it into left. Reback on the run is there and gloves it head high for out number three. race back just in front of the track, moved to his left, and made the catch with relative ease as it retires the sub. To the six we go in Salem. Sox threatened, but to no avail. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the six here in Salem. We're all tied at five in game number one of this six-game set between the Orange Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Killcats. Well, as expected, Michael Sansone's day has come to a close as Luis Talavera will toe the rubber for the Red Sox. He comes in at 0-2 on the season, a 6.38 ERA. 18th appearance, does have a save, and 24 innings pitched. 15 strikeouts to this is what has been the issue. 16 walks. 6-7-8 goes in the Lynchburg order. Logan Clark, Juan Benjamin, and Eric Reebok. First pitch, he swings and muscles it. Straightaway center, it's down for a base knock. First pitch swinging for Logan Clark. He's now 2-for-3, and the Hillcats are set up here in the fray.
I mean, nobody wants to have a quiet inning.
No.
It seems.
No, absolutely not. Here's Juan Benjamin. Spins around and hits from the left side. He's 1-for-2. A strikeout and a single. First pitch in the dirt. And the count begins at 1-0. Oh, by the way, Mr. Heater, we were talking about this earlier in the broadcast. Well, the MLB pipeline, first off, top 100, but top 30 in each system has changed as of late. 1-0, he swings and drills it foul down the left field line. Evens up the count of 1-1. So, let's take a look, shall we, at an update of the Boston Red Sox system. Of course, it's timely with the draft, and it hasn't been updated since opening day. 1-1, way away it goes on the fastball, and it moves the count to 2-1.
It's so cold in here.
I feel you, though. The first three innings, I was like, this is like, we're wearing pullovers, too. It's always cold in our booth because of the AC.
I was in the car.
2-1. It smacked foul. 2-2.
Pulling out of the driveway. And I said, you know what? It's a bit chilly. I better run inside and grab my quarters in.
Well, right when, oh, hello, everybody. That was such a unison, too. Did you see us raise our hand at the same time?
You know, two great minds.
Exactly. Hello, everybody. MILB TV. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Benjamin. And the ready deals. Swing, get a miss. Got him strike 3. Strikeout number 1 for Luis Talavera. Out number 1 on the frame. And here's Reebok, the starting left fielder.
Although I almost wish I didn't bring the quarter zip. I would have had an excuse to bug Kayla for one of them 460 Salem Sox hoodies in the team store. Oh, yeah. What did I say? 460. It's 460 rivalry.
Yes, I understand what you
meant. 540, indeed.
Here's Reebok, throw to first, and not in time. Is kind of a half-hearted slide for Logan Clark is not nearly in time. But I do agree with you. I picked it because I walked outside to take the dog out today. First pitch, check swing. Did he go? Let's appeal. And he did, according to Richie Arredondo. On a slider low and outside.
You know, how's the dog doing?
She's doing good.
Good.
She's She's the lone wolf in the house now. Parents are empty nesters.
Crazy.
0-1. Inside it goes. And it evens at the count at 1-1.
Yeah, congrats to your brother Cooper.
Took Cooper to school today, University of Cincinnati. So just me and the dog hanging out.
Bearcats.
Go Bearcats, yeah. Me at home for the summer. And took her out today. And I'm walking out there. I'm like, man, 1-1. He swings, chops it up the middle. Talavera off the bump, throws to second for one, onto first. No return throw from Arias, but the leading runner is retired, and there's now two down.
Nice play there by Talavera. Thought they had a chance to spin too. Honestly, I think they had a shot at it, but nevertheless, you'll take it.
Manuel Mejias now turns around, hits from the left side. But yes, very cold today. Walked outside. It's, I don't know, 69 degrees. I'm like, man, it's August 20th. I need a pullover.
Yeah.
First pitch. Inside it goes, below the knees. Count starts at 1-0.
I don't think since there was snow on the ground, but I did today. I wore sweatpants and a long sleeve to the gym this
morning.
Did you? It was chilly out.
A little brisk. Throw to first again. Not in time. Seen a lot of those today, too. What time did you go to the gym today?
Like 10 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, after that, because I had to swing by Tech sideline this morning.
1-0, wides and fires. Caught a strike. Fastball inner edge at the belt, and it evens up the count at 1-1.
Yeah, I guess it was closer to a little afternoon today. Typically more of a 10 a.m. ordeal.
1-1, one strike, two down, throw to first, not in time. Well, if this was at the major league level, we would have run out of disengagements by now. No doubt about that.
Indeed we would have. Look at Muggsy.
Saw Will Howe, our video production manager, taking pictures today. 1-1. Swinging a tipper. Into the bit of Andrew Music. And it's just the count to 1-2. We'll save the prospect conversation now for the bottom of the inning.
Sure.
Once it gets to two outs, you're like, man.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
Sure. Tristan Casas is back, though. Hit a home run already.
Saw that.
Gotta love it.
1-1, two strikes. Runner takes off from first. He swings and pops it up. Shallow left. Ayubi ranges in to his left, camps under it, and gloves it at high for out number three. Well, the Hill Cats get a base runner, but they leave him stranded as we move to the home after the sixth here in Salem. Knotted up at five at the ballpark. Step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Tied at five. You're a game number one of this six-game set between your Salem Red Sox and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So pleased you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Tuesday evening. With the game tied at 5, 8-9-1 it goes in the Red Sox order. The dead Utsev, Kareem Ayubi, and Franklin Arias against the right-hander Ward Quellen Vasquez on for a second inning of work. First pitch, the righty, comes set, and winds and fires. Breaking ball caught a strike outside corner of the knees, and the count starts at nothing and one. Utsev today is 1-for-2. He bounced out in the first to Luis Marejo. And he double down the right field line in the fourth. 0-1 comes to third base side and deals. He swings, smacks it right side. Marejo on a hop, races to first and trots over there just in time for out number one. Every single ball put in play by Nathaniel Uten today is a chopper, a ground ball to the right side. He's 1-for-3. Here's Ayobi now, the starting left fielder. One for one is Ayobi. Double back in the second, and a walk in the fourth. First pitch, righty winds and fires. Inside it goes, high and in, at the letters, and the count starts at 1-0. Well, Kareem Ayobi is somebody who comes in, and what he's done in Salem so far, he can be a contributor. 1-0, he swings, laces it into right, moving back Tommy Hawk at the track, at the wall, and he makes the catch crashing up against the fence for out number two. Well, that's why. Comes up to the single A level from technically the FCL, even though the season has come to a close a week ago. And though that ball does not fall, 98 off the bat will get the job done if you're Liam Carroll on the Red Sox. And back to the top we go for Franklin Arias. 1-for-3 today, a single and two double play balls. First pitch, the righty from the belt, wides and fires. Swing, get a miss. Went after the first pitch once again for the second time today. The count's nothing and one. 9 hits for Lynchburg, 7 for Salem. 0-1. Righty deals. Called a strike. Fastball right maybe below the knees. Arias was not a fan of the call as he trots out of the way. And according to Trackman, was correct by Frank Jones, home plate umpire. Vasquez way ahead. Right back to work. Here's the 0-2. Comes to third base side and fires. Breaking ball just misses low and outside. And it moves the count to 1-2. Just in case, Zion Zinatello is on deck. The 1-2. Kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. And it evens up the count at 2-2. The Red Sox gave up that 3 spot in the top of the fifth, trying to counter here in the home half of the sixth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. He winds and fires. He swings and tips it foul, first base side. Franklin Arias once again as he bounces out of the way, stays alive. Swinging a hotter stick as of late, average back up to 241 after he started his single-A career, 5-for-9. Struggled for about 2 weeks, and now got it going once again. 2-2, he swings, rips it third base side, but caught out of the air by Juan Benjamin. And there is out number 3. 3-3 down frame for the Red Sox, and to the 7th we go in Salem. Tied at 5. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the 7th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where we're tied at 5 in game 1 of the 6-game set. The Lynchburg Hillcats and Salem Red Sox doing battle for the 4th time this year and the 19th time overall. The Hillcats have won 13 of the first 18 meetings, and the Sox are trying to kind of settle that trend down here this week. Top of the order for Lynchburg, 1-2-3. Tommy Hawk, the second baseman Francisca, and Jason Cherio, the starting center fielder. Luis Talavera's first pitch is a fastball that just misses outside, and the count begins at 1-0. All right. Talking about MLB Pipeline's new list, as the 1-0 is called a strike out of half to Tommy Hawk, it's 1-1. Let's look at the Boston Red Sox and what they currently have in that top 30. 1-1, fastball misses high at end, and it moves to catch 2-1. The top three have been unscathed. Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, Kyle Teal, all in AAA. 2-1, he swings and rips it foul, first base side. Just by a hair, maybe 2 to 3 feet. And it evens up the count of 2-2. Those are your top three currently with AAA Worcester after getting the promotion just 6 days ago. Braden Montgomery, 2-2. He swings, drubs it foul, third base side. Hawk spoils it and stays alive. First round pick out of Texas A&M this year is the fourth best prospect in the system. And how about this? Like, Christian Campbell, what he has done with AA Portland, moved him up from the number 30 spot to number 5. 2-2, he swings, tips it foul. Carbon copy of the previous foul ball down the third baseline. And Hawk, once again, will live to see another day. Franklin Arias is in the picture at 6. 2-2, just misses high and away. Went breaking ball, top of the zone, about half in, half out, according to TrackMan. And Frank Jones fills the count up. 3 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, way outside. And there's a leadoff walk. Just when you thought you may have struck out Tommy Hawk, the leadoff runner reaches. He's now 0-2 with a walk and a hit by pitch today. And it sets the stage for Francisca, the second baseman.
Oh, by the way, Carter, only the end of the second inning, 4-3, Houston Astros lead over the Boston Red Sox at the top of the organization. In the
2 balls, 2 strikes. From the chest, comes set, kicks and deals. He swings, fists it up the middle, it's through for a base hit. Past the dive of Arias. To third goes Hawk, he parks right there. And just like that, runners at the corners, nobody down for the Hillcats.
That was hard hit. Only 92, but still, when it's coming right at you like that.
How many line drives up the middle have we seen today? Like, seriously. Three on lefty matchup. First and third, nobody down. First pitch, inside it goes, but called a strike by Frank Jones. And Churio and the Hillcats dugout don't think was a fan of that call. But the Sox will take it, and the count starts at nothing and one. They're at a first and not in time. Francisca back in safely. Speaking of prospects, Jason Cherio, the 70th best prospect in the system, is 0-3 today. 0-1. Winds and fires. He swings and muscles it foul, third base side. Just the count to nothing and two. And by system, as it could be Talavera's frame for now. However, the pitch count is getting up there. You look at what he's done so far today, as Frank Jones will come out and interrupt the meeting. Inning in a third, 2 hits, 2 walks, a strikeout. He's thrown 33 pitches, 19 for strikes. But more former Salem Red Sox in the top 30 as the meeting comes to a close and Juan Rivera will jolt back to the third base dugout. Johan Fran Garcia, who knows, hopefully maybe at some point we'll see once again here in Salem, who unfortunately went down with a season-ending knee injury in April. He's the 22nd best prospect. Jadixon Paez is number 23. First pitch, he swings, chops it up the middle, filled it at short, throw to second for one, on to first, double clutch, but it's still in time for the double play.
Wow.
Alcantara hesitated, but it goes 6-4-3, and it keeps the ball game tied at 5. How about that? Stretch time in Salem, and a feel-good one for the Sox. As we move to the home half of the 7th, the Hillcats leave the go-ahead run 90 feet away. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the 7th here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Hey, we're getting heckled here in the booth. We had to throw out some t-shirts as we always do at the 7th inning stretch time. And unfortunately, Mr. Heater, we both missed our targets pretty poorly.
They're all still staring at us. Hey, the lady I was trying to get it to got hers.
Okay, that's good. Mine unfortunately did not. But we got another go-around tomorrow. And the gentleman I was intending to get it to is typically always here.
It looks like he got it.
Oh, did he?
He got it.
Oh, good stuff.
In the Rizzo jersey?
Yes. First pitch to Design Zenitello, a check swing, called a strike outside corner. And the count's nothing and one. Well, it's funny because it went down and hit into an empty seat, but I don't think he realized that nobody picked it up. I'm glad he got it. 0-1. Kicks and deals. Way away it goes. And it evens up the count of one and one.
You see that lady holding it up? Just to on the left-hand side of your screen. I was trying to get it right to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
1-1. Winds and fires. Caught a strike. Inside corner with the knees. I just wanted to.
I told you. I always went to baseball games with my grandma, so I got a soft spot for the grandmas and the little kids.
That's a fair point.
That's always point. Where I'm going to throw the shirt.
2-3-4 goes in the Red Sox order. Zenitello, Antonio Anderson, Nellie Taylor Jr., 1-2, winds and fires. Breaking ball just misses a hair low and away. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Ward Quellen-Vasquez on for his third inning of work. He has been perfect so far in relief. 2-2. Curls and unfurls. High and away fastball. And the count fills up at 3-2. Zenitello today is 0-2. Was also hit by a pitch back in the first. Wearing the number 2 and the home whites. 3-2. Inside it goes. Skipping in the dirt, and there is ball 4. That's a nice at-bat from Design Zenitello. A leadoff walk, and the Sox are set up for Antonio Anderson. By the way, you were talking about plays earlier in the game to circle.
Yes, sir.
The double play ball in the top of the 7th.
Massive.
In a tie game.
Massive.
First and third, one down. That has double circles around it right now.
I agree.
Here's double A. Throw to first, not in time. As Zenitello slides in head first. He had just had a mound meeting with Luis Talavera. First and third, you get your typical chopper to Franklin Arias. Throws to second. A double clutch. First pitch is lifted into left. Moving back, the third baseman, Juan Benjamin, in shallow left, is caught up by the left fielder, and Reebok, who makes the catch head high for out number one. That was a long, long run for Juan Benjamin, and probably, secretly, he'd tell you he was glad the Reebok called him off.
Yeah.
One down now for Nellie Taylor Jr. But anyway, a chopper to short, you throw it to second, and Marvin Alcantara double clutched. I don't think he could get the ball out of his glove. but still had enough time to throw out Luis Marejo and complete the double play. Here's Nelly. First pitch from the bat. Fastball called a strike outside corner at the knees. And the count starts at nothing in one. Nelly Taylor Jr. He's been the spark in this one for the Sox. Two for two. RBA single. Two-run bomb. 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's now 0-2. Also a walk in the fifth as he calls time. Just putting a bow on the prospect conversation, too. Now there's one more, really two more names at the bottom of that top 30 that Salem Red Sox fans would recognize. 0-2. He winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Out in front of a breaking ball at 84. First time Nelly is K'd today. Had a strikeout number three on the day for Ward Quillen Vasquez. And now there's two down for Andrew Music. Righty on righty matchup from the bell. Long looking. Righty deals. Slider called a strike outer edge. And the count begins at nothing and one. Yordadi Monegro is the now 25th best prospect in the system. And Brooks Brannon, 0-1. He swings, lifts it into left center. To his left is Reebok on the run, and instead it's Churio who calls him off and gloves it, ranging to his right, to finish off the frame. Well, the Sox go down quietly in the seventh as we shift to the eighth here at the ballpark. By the way, Brooks Brannon, yes, 27th best prospect in the system. Salem has three of the top 30. Got a good one here at the yard. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where we're tied at five in game one of this six-game set between your Salem Sox and the Lynchburg Killcats. Raymond Blanco will toe the rubber for the top of the eighth and ready to take us the rest of the way home for hopefully the final two frames and a Sox victory on play-by-play duties. Here is Mr. Giovanni Heater.
I appreciate it, Carter. I'll tell you what, it is cold up here in Salem. 5-5 score, but this game's hot between the Hillcats and the Red Sox.
It is 64 degrees. I'll give you that 100%.
It's chilly.
It's gotten a little chilly. But those in Maine are probably like, what are you all talking about?
I mean, that's usually how I am as a New Yorker myself. But ready to go on the other side for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 5-6-7, Garrett Howe, Logan Clark, and Juan Benjamin. Howe digs in from the left side. Ready to face off against the righty and Raymond Blanco for the Sox. And the first pitch is a sizzling fastball missing inside, trickling to the right of home plate umpire Frank Jones. It's 1-0. Garrett Howe, 308 hitter. He's got a hit tonight. Was caught stealing. That was back in the fourth inning. He is 1-for-3. Blanco from the belt. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball misses outside. And the count now 2-0. Now the wind's starting to pick up a little bit here on a Tuesday night in Salem.
And that absolutely helps your case, and it's chilly. I agree. I agree with you. It's chilly up here in the booth.
Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. Swing and a tipper into the mitt of Andrew Musa. It's 2-1.
Do you remember? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just letting everybody know. Raymond Blanco, the 23-year-old righty out of La Guaira. He is 8-4 on the year with a 3.21 ERA. He offers 2-1. Swinging a tipper into the mitt of Musit once again. It falls in front of him, but it's 2-2. Raymond Blanco, 38 strikeouts this season. You contrast that with his 16 walks. Been a consistent bullpen arm for the Sox. 2-2. Swinging a line drive up over the head of the shortstop, Arias, into shallow left for a base hit. And a leadoff single here in the eighth. What you got, Carter?
Oh, I just was going to say, I don't know why I thought about this, but we were talking about people in, you know, Boston and Maine saying, well, that's, how could you all complain it's that cold? But I don't know why I thought about this, because I did the little accent there for a minute, which is a great, great piece to what's going on up there. And it made me think of this moment in Boston Red Sox history.
Here's Logan Clark from the right side and the first pitch. Fastball high and in, 1-0.
Do you remember Matt Vasgersian?
Yeah, of course.
He did a Red
Santa
Sox
Maria.
Game. Yeah, he did a Red Sox game a couple years ago. and I forget who it was. Somebody hit it off the very top of the green monster and left. And do you remember the call of it when he hit it off the very top of the monster?
1-0. He swings, breaks his bat on a fly ball to straightaway center. Nellie Taylor's there, and he makes the catch for out number one. I do not.
Well, I don't want to impersonate it because I don't want to insult anybody by impersonating it when it's not very good.
Please,
but
say some insensitive garbage.
No, it's not insensitive, there is a double off the top of the wall. And Matt Vasgersian.
Here's Juan Benjamin from the left side. Runner off of first, one gone, the pitch. And a fastball snipes the inside corner, 0-1.
He, as it hit off the wall, when saying off the monster, did it in the Boston accent.
Monster?
Yeah.
I'll do it if you want.
All right.
0-1. Breaking ball misses high and away, 1-1.
Off the monster.
I feel like you can't get canceled.
No. I just
impersonating
didn't.
A Bostonian.
No.
Besides the fact that we have awful impersonations.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yours was pretty good, though, honestly.
It was all right. 1-1 one strike. And the pitch. Tips it to the backstop, 1-2 on a fastball. I feel like my New York is better than my Boston.
Oh, you're from Syracuse, which is not New York City, but you're from the state of New York. But I've always associated New York City with more Jersey, more so than the state of New Jersey.
Yep.
New York, I should say.
I agree. Long Island, Jersey, very similar accent. 1-2. He swings and lifts it. Foul left side into the seats and stays alive at 1-2.
Off the monster.
Yeah, you almost sound Australian. Saying.
Oh, no. We had an Australian waiter at Waffle House the other night.
Oh, an Australian waiter for
he
at
was an
Waffle
exchange
House
student at
in Blacksburg?
Yeah.
Interesting. Ball and a pair of strikes for Benjamin. Blanco from the belt. He kicks and deals. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. Chasing after it, U10, and he plays it off the wall on a one-hopper. Rounding third is Garrett Howe. The relay to the plate is offline. Howe scores. And it's 6-5. Lynchburg in front. Juan Benjamin makes it to second. In all likelihood, RBI double? Are we going single and then the advancement on the throw?
I would say that'll be an RBI two backer would be my guess. I wasn't watching him, but here's the replay. I think he was on his way to second base. I was surprised that ball stayed in the yard, to be honest with you. Very top of the wall out there and right.
He blasted it.
Yeah, that'll be a double. That'll be a double.
1-0-3 off the bat. Now from the left side, it's Barrett Reebok trying to add some more. 6-5, the Hillcats take a lead here in the eighth. First offering. And a breaking ball misses downstairs. It's 1-0. Well, now the offense got to wake up for the Sox. They've been retired and three batters in the sixth and then four in the seventh have not tallied a hit since the fourth inning. One oh. Fastball in there for a strike. One and one.
This feels like one for the Sox you got to take care of. You know, like you get off to a 3-0 lead. You, to be honest, after the Nellie Taylor homer to make it 5-2 as well, I kind of thought they were maybe going to coast tonight. Just kind of felt like one of those nights where they were going to keep adding on.
Yeah. 1-1. Misses outside. Two balls and a strike.
But they got to Michael Sansone, and then credit to Ward Quellen Vasquez out of relief has been great out of the bullpen for Lynchburg and has kind of kept this game right where it needs to be. And now the offense has finally taken advantage.
Well, Vasquez hasn't surrendered a hit.
Exactly, exactly.
Two balls and a strike, the pitch. Fastball high, 3-1. Sox did have two walks at a stolen base in the fifth, but nothing to show for it. We're stranded at first and second. Three total walks for three base runners surrendered by Vasquez. Has not given up a hit. Now his team in front doing it offensively. It's 6-5. The 3-1. Swing and a tipper trickling to the backstop, and it fills it up 3-2.
Now if you're Salem and Roy Blanco, you got to keep this game at 6-5. You can't give up anything else. I mean, now 12 hits on the day for Lynchburg. It's kind of... And a lot right up the middle, too. Like, how many times have we seen just a line drive that screams through the middle?
Pick off to second, and not even close. Head first slide in time for Juan Benjamin.
And my point with that is pretty much every ball that has found grass today for Lynchburg has been hard hit. Like, I can't name one thing today that was a little, like, blooper that fell in or a little infield single.
They have 12 hits tonight. Payoff pitch. He swings and screams at foul right side.
Yeah, like, I'm looking through the box score right now. Like, Manuel Mejias, two hits. They were both up the middle. Barrett Reebok at the plate. Doubled off the very top, or tripled, I should say, off the very top of the wall. Benjamin doubled off the top of the wall. Yeah, I can't name one thing today that was softly hit that found grass. And that's a credit to the Hillcats.
Strikeout could go a long way here. Blanco from the belt. Kicks and deals. The payoff. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Scooped up by Musit. Throw to first is there, and they do have the strikeout.
And that's a nice job by Andrew Musit, too. He kind of lost the ball for a minute.
He did.
Kind of got stuck behind his mask, I believe. And recovered to make the play, and now you got to leave that potential seventh run in scoring position with still six outs to work with for the Sox.
Well, here's Manuel Mejias, a dangerous bat. He's 2-for-3 today, pair of singles. Came around to score in the fifth inning thanks to a 2-RBI base hit from Welbin Francisca in the two-hole. Righty on lefty. Blanco deals. Breaking ball hammered to the net, foul, 0-1. Mejias hit just 203 with 18 ribbies coming into tonight, but he's had a productive evening. By the way, how about that fantastic military appreciation logo behind home plate? Shout out to our entire grounds crew. Making that happen. Look sharp. Well done, guys. 0-1. Swung on and driven towards the gap, right center field. And it gets all the way to the wall in the right center corner. Coming in to score easily, Juan Benjamin. Pulling into second with an RBI double, Manuel Mejias. 7-5 Lynchburg, 13 hits.
And he's now 3-for-4. Yeah, that's a tough one there. And a backbreaker, right? Like, you're not away from getting out of the inning, and then you give up a double in the gap. Then again, it is scolded off the bat. Hit at 98, and once it found grass, it was obviously going to score a run. And now you go back to the top of the order. This is the fifth plate appearance today for Tommy Hawk, and we're in the top of the eighth inning.
Man, something about Lynchburg. The Sox just can't quite find a way to beat them. They've faced each other 18 times heading into tonight this season. First pitch to Hawk. It's a fastball for a strikeout or half, 0-1. And this game's not over, but Lynchburg has bested the Red Sox in 13 of the 18 meetings thus far this year, including winning 10 of the first 12.
Oh, yeah.
A one to Hawk. Breaking ball downstairs, 1-1.
So the interesting thing for Hawk is, well, I guess he's listed as he's from, or born in Raleigh, I should say, but he's from Oak Island, North Carolina, which is right on the coast out there, from the beach. Went to Wake Forest. That's a nice little 18 years prior to going to Winston-Salem.
1-1. Fastball for a strike, outer half, 1-2. How far is that from, say, the Outer Banks?
Oh, it's pretty far south. It's
okay.
It's closer to Wilmington.
Okay.
So it's probably, by the time you, like, you went to Corolla that one time, by the time you go back on the mainland and circle all the way back down, it probably would take you about 4 hours to get down there.
Gotcha. One ball, two strikes for Tommy Hawk. And the pitch. Fastball, strike three, top of the zone. He got him, frozen. And it brings the inning to a close. Lynchburg tallies two. RBI doubles from Juan Benjamin and Manuel Mejias. And it's 7-5 Hillcats. Bottom of the eighth after this in Salem.
Donate plasma and earn good money. Freedom Plasma makes donating plasma safe and easy. And you're helping to save the lives of patients struggling with blood disorders, immune deficiencies, and trauma. While donating, you can catch up on social media with our free Wi-Fi. Or watch your favorite TV shows or sporting events on one of our 60-inch flat-screen TVs. Visit Freedom Plasma today to help save lives and earn cash. Visit us at 4150 Melrose Avenue Northwest in Roanoke. Learn more by going to freedomplasma.com or by calling 540-767-0064.
Hey Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of the eighth, and the Sox got their work cut out for them here. Trailing by a pair of runs, it's 7-5 Lynchburg, ready to face off against 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. Marvin Alcantara, Fraley Encarnacion, and Natanael Ute. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you. We thank you so much for choosing to spend your Tuesday night here with us at the ballpark. New pitcher on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats, Donovan Zach, the 21-year-old lefty. Out of Summit, New Jersey, eighth-round pick to the Cleveland Guardians this past year. Coming out of the Big Ten at Rutgers. First pitch on the way, misses high in him with a fastball. It's 1-0. You can't say Rutgers without
that one caught me off guard. I was looking down. I was like, oh, gosh. What was that? I'll let you get the pitch.
Zach delivers, 1-0 hammered foul the other way by Marv into the seats, 1-1.
What was the – so, backstory. Virginia Tech played at Rutgers in football this past year, and Gio and I were both up there working the game. What was that thing that we ate the night before that's like the signature New Jersey thing?
Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
Yep, that's what it is, yep.
1-1. Lifted foul right side, 1-2. Taylor ham, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup, please.
Oh, okay. Big surprise. You were listening to the Sopranos today. We were driving over. I could hear it in the back. It was on your playlist.
The Sopranos? Oh, yeah. In fact, they just came out and said that there is going to be a brand new docuseries coming out, a two-parter on HBO Max. The 1-2. Fastball cranked right side up over the head of Francisca, the second baseman. A line drive base hit to get us going in the bottom of the eighth. Needed it. Got it if you're the Sox. It's the eighth hit in contrast to Lynchburg's 13. And Fraley Encarnacion, who's 0-for-3 tonight, but headed into this ball game hitting .316 in his last 10 games, looks to get it going.
Well, just like that, you bring the tying run of the plate, which is kind of all you can ask for. You still got six outs to work with, trailing by two. This is definitely manageable for the Sox, and they've gotten some traffic on the base pass today. And now you got to kind of build off of that leadoff single for Marvin Alcantara with Encarnacion, Yuten, and Ayobi, the starting left fielder, coming up.
First pitch, and Fraley knifes it foul into the netting, 0-1. To answer your question, yes, the Sopranos and two-part docuseries coming out on Max about the making of it and the mastermind that is David Chase, who created the hit television series, the 0-1. Breaking ball falls off a cliff into the zone. What a mix-up there. And it's 0-2.
Well, that's how you attack them. The fastball tipped away, and then that breaking ball, and all of a sudden, you're way ahead.
0-2. Fastball swing and a miss. He blew him away, high and away. Good golly. 95 off the left hand of Zach. And there's one away.
Yeah, that was just...
I'm going to beat you. Just,
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to attack you right
there.
That's
pretty high-level stuff right there. And obviously, Fraley maybe a little over-anxious. Chased a little bit on that hideaway fastball.
They don't mess around in Piscataway.
No.
I'll tell you what. As Nathaniel Uten digs in from the left side for the Sox, one gone, runner off of first. 7-5, Lynchburg leads in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch. Oh. And it gets all the way to the backstop. A fastball blazes up over the head of Clark. And at second base now, Marvin Alcantara.
I wonder if Clark and Zach got crossed up there. Because, let's see the replay, MILB TV. They're coming out and having a chat. Yeah,
yeah,
I think
he was
they
not.
Did. I think they did. Because that, I mean, it was high and away. But it wasn't to the point where it should have completely
cleared
sailed over his
yeah.
head. Yeah, and then the umpire had to duck out of the way. Yeah, he was crossed up there. They mixed up the signals a little bit too much.
Well, eighth round pick this year, still in just his third appearance here at this level, and a fastball misses down it in, and the count now 2-0.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're trying to get accustomed to Clark behind the plate, and clearly Clark put down something in the dirt, and he threw a fastball, and luckily, everybody was okay.
2-0. Swing and a miss. High and in with the fastball. 2-1. I mean, he's just attacking him with the velocity here. I'll tell you what. You and I at that game at Rutgers last year. Underrated atmosphere.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
College football.
The birthplace of college football.
Indeed. 2-1. Breaking ball outside. The mix-up. Right over the heart of the plate in 92, 1-2. It's not crazy velocity, but it almost looks faster than it is with the fact that he's mixing it up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even up here, it looks faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Handcuffed him high and in. That time he did go 95.
And obviously, you got plentiful scouting reports, but at the same time, when you're 2 weeks into your minor league career, there is that adjustment period. There'll be more data on Zach in due time, but so far, especially against the lefty, this is a tough at-bat for sure.
Here's Franklin Arias from the right side. First pitch, and he cranks a fastball high into the air, popped up right side, tailing into the seats, right into the second row. It's 0-1. Arias so far tonight, he is 1-for-4, a base hit on the first pitch he saw. It feels like that was yesterday at this point.
Yeah, it does. Two double play balls, too. Kind of been an all-or-nothing day for Franklin Arias.
First and second, two gone, bottom of the eighth, tying run aboard at first base, the 0-1. He swings and drills it down the left field line, a fair ball rolling all the way to the corner. One run's going to come in to score. Nathaniel Uten running right behind him. Throw to the plate. Not in time. We are tied in the bottom of the eighth. Franklin Arias, two-run double, and it's 7-all in Salem.
103 off the barrel of the bat down the left field line. And once that ball fell in, there was going to be a minimal chance for Reebok to gun down Nathaniel Uten at the dish. Add on, he had a little bit of trouble getting it out of the corner. No chance. And again, all or nothing day for Franklin Arias.
There's all.
Yep, there you go.
First pitch to Nizan Zanatello, and he turns away from a fastball high and in. It's 1-0. After Donovan Zach had come in and looked untouchable, the Sox have the biggest swing of the game in Arias. 1-1. Got a fastball in there for a strike in our half. And evens it up at a ball and a strike.
Wow, and now again, Lynchburg got two runs in the top of the inning. You needed a shutdown frame, and you didn't get it.
1-1. Called a strike in our half once again, 1-2.
And it's demoralizing, too, because with two outs, Franklin Arias had his opportunity and just turned on a fastball in our half. And again, he's gotten hotter as of late. Last week, he's turned things on once again. And then just now, that's
1-2. Swing and a miss. Chased at a high fastball. Nizan strikes out. And the go-ahead run is stranded in scoring position. But how about Franklin Arias? Ties the game at 7. Two RBI double in the bottom of the eighth, and we're tied up going to the ninth. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We got a brand new ball game on a Tuesday night to open up the last six-game set between the Red Sox and the Hillcats in 2024. 7-all, top of the ninth inning. Franklin Arias, the sixth best prospect in the Red Sox organization, comes through in the clutch with a two RBI double, and we're evened up. Roy Monblanco on the bump. He's ready to face off against 2-3-4 in the Lynchburg order. Welbin Francisca, Jason Chirillo, and Luis Mejio, arguably the toughest spot in the order for the Hillcats, all set to dig in and try and propel Lynchburg back in front. Righty on lefty matchup. Top of the ninth inning. Here we go. Buckle up, folks. Blanco kicks and deals. The first pitch. And a fastball is hammered towards the gap in right center field. Nathaniel Uten stops on a jog and makes a catch up high in front of the warning track for out number one. Quick first out.
Yeah, just underneath it, Francisca. And Uten tracks it down with ease. And that's what you want if you're Roymond Blanco. You get the quick out, and you're, to your point, to him in the middle of the order, and that has been, though the Hillcats have gotten going today with 13 hits, that's been a key part of this ball game to have a strikeout, a ground out, a line out, and a strikeout, or a bounce out at a Jason Chirillo.
First pitch, and Luis Marejo fouls it off on a half swing, like barely lifted it off his shoulder, and it caught a piece of the bat and sailed over the net into the seats. And unfortunate for him, 0-1. He's got a .347 average with three homers and 13 ribbies. 1-for-4 tonight, the 0-1. And he turns away from a breaking ball inside, 1-1. Marejo, the RBI single in the fifth inning. Part of a three-piece inning for this Hillcats team. We're all tied at 7 in the top of the ninth. The 1-1, he swings and knifes it. A line drive into left field, through for a base hit. A two-out single for Luis Marejo, and the Hillcats are not going down yet.
His second hit of the day, second single. And we'll see if they may turn him loose on the base pass here to get something going.
We got a baby out at the yard, it sounds like.
Yeah. Today. Getting a little light.
Maybe first baseball game.
Quick meeting on the bump. Garrett Howe is 2-for-4 today, and he's been a big piece in the middle of this Hillcats order, and again has gotten off to such a strong start 2 weeks into his pro career. And What an opportunity now for him if he can find a gap here and score that runner from first. That's exactly what the Hillcats need.
Well, the mound visit comes to a close for the Sox. It was Arias, Alcantara, Musit, and Roymond Blanco. Garrett Howe now digging in from the left side. Howe with a pair of hits tonight. He is 2-for-4. Was caught stealing. Two singles. Came around to score, though, in the eighth. Runner off of first. Two gone. 7-7 game in the ninth. First pitch to Howe. And a fastball snipes the zone at the top. 0-1. Garrett Howe, a 357 hitter, two RBI, small sample size. Blanco glances over his left shoulder to first, gathers at the belt. Nods his head, picks off to first, and standing up safely, Luis Marejo. Blanco's thrown 35 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. Now in his second inning of work. Two strikeouts, two earned runs. 0-1 to Howe. Check swing, did he go? An appeal. Field umpire Richie Arredondo says he didn't. 1-1.
Andrew Musa wanted the call. We could see the replay, but I did think he held up there. It was close, but just first angle from behind the plate, I thought he may have held up on that one.
Ball and a strike for Garrett Howe. Runner remains off of first with a lead. Held on by Encarnacion. And the 1-1. Breaking ball outside. 2-1. Red Sox won 3 in the middle of the week against Fredericksburg before surrendering the Sunday ball game. Looking to get back into the win column here tonight. They've lost 13 of 18 against the Hillcats this season, but sit just 2 games back in the second half of the Carolina League North. 2-1. Breaking ball called a strike at the top of the zone, 2-2. Could really use a win tonight in a series victory over Lynchburg. Could go a long way if you're the Red Sox. It's got to start on a Tuesday. They particularly are best when they start the week with a win here at home. 2-2 to Howe. Swings and drives it up the middle, down for a line drive base hit. Around second, heading for third, Marejo. Throw to third, gets away from Antonio Anderson. It's backed up by Blanco. Runners on the corners, back-to-back knocks for the Hillcats. And the go-ahead run just 90 feet away here in the ninth.
Well, you surrender the base hit, but that was a heck of a job from Roymond Blanco to get off the mound and to field your position backing up third. Saved a run. Saved the go-ahead run, assuming the ball may get out of play there. Throw was probably not going to be in time, even if it was on target. But sailing high, Blanco's there to back it up. And now first and third, two down. And here's Juan Rivera, who comes out for a meeting on the bump.
To update everybody, what's going on across the Carolina League, all but 2 games have gone final. Fredericksburg beat Columbia 6-4. So if the Sox were to lose tonight, Fredericksburg would now have a 3-game advantage. Just going to show how important this game truly is in this series in total.
That is now 15 hits on the day for Lynchburg, too. 15 hits.
Wow. It's resulted in 7 runs. Despite that, the Sox have stayed in it with their 9 hits. We're tied at 7. Kannapolis and Fayetteville, a 6-5 win for the Woodpeckers. 6-0 win for Delmarva over Down East. Myrtle Beach fell to Charleston 8-3 this score. And then 5-4 Carolina beat Augusta. There's Carter in his quarter zip. Runners on the corners, 2 gone for Logan Clark from the right side. Blanco at the belt. And deals the first pitch. He swings and golfs it foul, right side into the seats, 0-1. Sox in need of a huge out here. 7-7 game, top of the ninth. 2 gone, runners on the corners. Go ahead, run just 90 feet away for the Hillcats. 0-1 to Clark. He swings and drives it, tailing down the right field line, foul by about 15 feet, 0-2.
Yeah, you kind of held your breath there for a minute.
Just a moment.
Because that ball was going to fall if it found fair territory. Instead, now you're way ahead. But you got to be careful. You can't bounce anything in the dirt because that go-ahead run is 90 feet away.
Blanco with a long look in. Gathers at the belt. Runners on the corners. Two gone. He winds and fires. 0-2. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Musit. The biggest of strikeouts. 91-mile-an-hour heater at the top of the zone. And the go-ahead run is stranded at third. We're tied at 7-all going to the bottom of the ninth. The Sox look to walk it off after this on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, welcome back here on MILB TV and MILB.com. Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Carter Hill with you high above Carilion Clinic Field. And we take you to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Red Sox looking to walk it off to open the series. It's the fourth meeting between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Sox in the 460 rivalry this season. 3-4-5 due up in the order, Carter. Antonio Anderson, Nellie Taylor Jr., and Andrew Musin.
Absolutely who you want coming up to walk this thing off. This has been a heck of a ball game. Back and forth. The Red Sox were up 3-0. They were up 5-2. And then the Hillcats kind of crawl back and tie the puppy up at 5. And then they take a 2-run lead once again, leading 7-5. And Salem immediately ties it on the Franklin Arias 2-run double. And so it feels like every time somebody is kind of vaulted ahead, the other team has responded, and now the Sox, with the final AB in regulation, are going to try to win this ball game.
Antonio Anderson with a base hit tonight back in the third inning. He came around to score. He is 1-for-4. After that, Nellie Taylor Jr., RBI single in the first, two-run homer in the third. He then walked in the fifth and struck out in the seventh. And Andrew Musin walked in the first, another walk in the fifth. All three have been aboard tonight. Antonio Anderson ready to dig in. The switch hitter out of Atlanta from the left side, a third-round pick from a year ago. He faces off against the righty on the bump, new arm for Lynchburg. The day for Zach is done, and the first pitch is a fastball down and away, 1-0. And then Robert Wegelnick now on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats. 22-year-old out of Fort Myers, the 1-0. Fastball missile down the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Wegelnick 3-2 on the year with a 5.22 ERA. Two saves on the season. The 1-1. Swing and a miss through a fastball, 1-2. Double A with five homers. 7-7 game, nobody on, nobody out. The 1-2. Misses down and out, 2-2. Carter, double A's come through in some big spots this year. Timely hitting, late stages. 2-2 to Anderson. He swings and chops it right off his own leg and stays alive 2-2.
Yeah, absolutely. And somebody who has, after struggling to start his season, has kind of come into his own. Obviously, he's great defensively at third, but has had his clutch moments at the dish as well. A switch hitter provides that value, and now a big pitch coming here.
2-2. Fastball runs high, 3-2.
And you obviously can't walk the leadoff hitter. I mean, that's the statistic in baseball at the pro level is like 78% of the time the leadoff runner.
2-2. rings him up. Strike three on the outside corner. Fastball stayed in the zone, and there's one gone.
It doesn't end up mattering, but it's like 78% of the time the leadoff man reaches via walk in the ninth, he comes around to score, and that's a big pitch there by the right-hander to record out number one.
Here's Nellie Taylor Jr., 2-for-3 with a walk tonight. Two-run homer in the third, RBI single in the first. First pitch, and the lefty eyes up a fastball high and away, 1-0. Righty-on-lefty matchup here. Nellie, 231 hitter, 5 homers, 44 ribbies. The 1-0. Called a strike, outside corner, 1-1. Wegelnick played his college ball at Florida Atlantic for the Owls down at FAU. He deals 1-1. Fastball misses outside, 2-1.
Boca Raton, Florida, that is the closest campus to a beach in the U.S. 2 miles away.
That's where they play the Boca Raton Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Two balls and a strike for Nellie Taylor Jr., the pitch. He swings and slams it foul, left side into the seats, 2-2.
Well, a strikeout would be massive. I mean, a put away in general would be massive. But to decay Nellie and kind of set the tone here in the ninth after Nellie Taylor was the spark to start this game with the homer and the RBI single, that would be huge here.
Two balls, two strikes, one gone for Nellie Taylor Jr. Here's the pitch. He swings, rolls it left side, backhanded stop by Howe, turns, fires to first. The pick isn't there. One hopped off the mitt of Marejo, and Nellie Taylor is aboard at first. E6, tough play.
I think that's, yeah, they're going to roll that. The error.
Throwing error?
Yeah, they'll give that E5 one Benjamin. I mean, it's a tough play, absolutely. To backhand the ball, get to his feet, and then throw across his body to first, tough play. But there's the error call there. It was a borderline one, though, no doubt about that.
Winning run off of first to pick off there, and Nellie plunges back in safely. Here's Andrew Musin. Hitless today, but has walked twice. That would do just fine here as well. One gone. Bottom of the ninth. First pitch to Musin. And a breaking ball in there for a strikeout or half, 0-1. Carter, worth mentioning, some of the most aggressive and just pure blazing speed on the roster is on the base paths right now.
Yes.
0-1. He swings and dribbles it foul, left side, 0-2.
The answer to your question is going to be yes.
Well, just a guy that has the capability to score from first.
Sure, yes, yes. I thought you were going to ask what you... Would you put him in motion? I would.
I would do that
would,
as well.
I would.
Sure.
Make something. You're going to run the risk of lining into a double play, but I think you take that risk with Nellie Taylor.
0-2. Pitch misses down and away, and Nellie's taken off for second. We got a balk.
Well, you'll take that. You'll take that. Thank you very much.
Oh, no need to put him in motion.
No.
Now you got the winning run in scoring position, and oh, we've seen Nellie blaze around stoplights before. No need for a stoplight here if a ball's down for a hit. Musa trying to win the game. Runner off his second, one gone. 0-2 the count, the pitch. He swings on a check swing, and a peel didn't go, says field umpire Richie Arredondo. Boy, I do not know how he held back on that.
I know.
He was going full momentum around and somehow held back on that. And it's 1-2. Musitz had a walk-off win already in his debut. Here's the 1-2.
Oh.
It hit him, plunked him on the left hip. First and second, one gone.
Breaking ball that didn't break. Just kind of took off on him, and that's a huge mistake. What, the count was 1-2, correct? That was the count?
He was ahead 0-2.
Exactly. I mean, and then you put him on via a free pass. This pitch isn't even close. He knew that was going to drill him all the way off the elbow guard. Now, the one positive, I guess, for Lynchburg is it sets up a double play, but at the same time, like, the out was there for the taking. And now, Marvin Alcantara is going to come up with the prime opportunity to win this ball game.
Nobody on the roster hits better against the Lynchburg Hillcats than Marvin Alcantara. 288 coming into tonight against Lynchburg. He's got two hits tonight. He's 2-for-4 with a pair of RBI already. First pitch to Marv. And a breaking ball misses downstairs, 1-0. Base hit likely wins it with Nelly Taylor Jr. representing the winning run off a second. 7-7 game, one gone, first and second for the Sox in the bottom of the ninth inning. 1-0 to Alcantara. He swings and misses through a high fastball. Chased after it. 1-1.
Yeah, he did chase. He did chase. A little over-anxious there. And that was a big pitch, too. 2-0 versus 1-1 is a massive difference.
Alcantara on a 7, now 8-game hitting streak. 1-1. Misses high and in with a fastball. 2-1. So many times, these big moments, these walk-off opportunities have eluded Alcantara. It's gone to the guy above or below him in the batting order. Is this his turn? 2-1. Breaking ball trims the outside corner for a strike. 2-2.
It's a great pitch there. Great pitch. Biting back into the zone. And now you get a chance to put him away.
First and second. One gone. 2-2 to Marv. Misses inside, nearly hit him. He got his hands above it, 3-2.
Well, you obviously cannot walk Marvin Alcantara. Load the bases with one out. This is a pressure pitch right here. Fraley Encarnacion on deck is waiting his turn, too.
3-2, the payoff. Misses outside, 4. Bases loaded for Fraley Encarnacion.
So you had, get this, a strikeout, an E5, a hit by pitch, and a walk. There is yet to be a hit in this inning.
Now there's nowhere to put him.
Nowhere to put him, and Fraley Encarnacion already with an RBI walk-off single once this year. He does have a walk-off under his belt, so a familiar situation is Tony Arnold. Pitching coach comes out to have a conversation.
The infield converges. Conversation taking place, and the table is set for Fraley Encarnacion. Carter, coming into today, nobody is hotter in the last 10 games than Fraley, hitting .316 in the last 10 with 2 doubles and 11 RBI, has 2 homers on the season, 32 RBI in total, but is hitless tonight, has grounded out, struck out, and flown out twice. Can wipe an 0-for-4 slate clean and win the game with a knock here. Bases loaded, one gone in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch. Check swing, and he goes around with a half-harder on a breaking ball in the dirt. An appeal, and Arredondo obviously says he went. And they're saying a balk! They're saying a game-winning balk! And Nelly Taylor Jr. comes in to score. The Sox walk it off.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, like, okay, but where was the ball? Like, were you confused as I was for a minute? Because he kind of threw his hands up in the air. It was a very delayed ball call, and Jordan Smith and the right-hander are now going to go back and forth with Frank Jones and Richie Arredondo, our crew. There's nothing they can do to overturn it. They can't believe it.
They're talking about it.
Well, the Gatorade has been dumped at this point.
That home plate is a mess.
Who do we interview?
Liam Carroll and the entire Red Sox have celebrated.
That's crazy.
The umpires are heading, they're leaving the field. They're leaving the field.
Can we get one more replay of that? They are in such disbelief that there is a ball called. Here we go.
And
let's see if we can see anything.
And Robert Wegelnick is getting his voice heard here.
But, so, what I'm confused.
So I don't think it's here. It's after this.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's when he receives the ball again. Keep it going, fellas, if you can hear us.
There was only one pitch thrown, correct?
There was only one pitch thrown.
They called
it's after he gets the ball back
there.
Which
is what's crazy about it.
Any chance we can scrub back one more time, guys, if you can hear us over there?
I don't even know.
And we're scrubbing back again, Carter. So, let's see. No, so it's going to be after this. It's after the pitch. Once he receives the ball again, I believe. Okay, because he said he went, and now he stops it. So, but the catcher has the ball.
That's where we are confused. They called a balk after the pitch, after the ball was received by Logan Clark, and we thought they were appealing because it was a check swing where you clearly thought he went around. We both clearly thought he went around because I think he did.
He did.
And instead of appealing, he actually pointed to say, that's a balk.
There we go.
That's a way to win. All right, I'm going down to do an interview. I don't know who I'm going to interview, but we're going to go down there.
Well, the Sox win it on a Tuesday night and start the series 1-0. Man, did they need that one. They'll stay two games back. For everybody in the room to our right that makes the magic happen, for my broadcast partner, Carter Hill, for our video production manager, Will Howell, I'm Giovanni Heater saying so long and good night. A walk-off balk, 8-7. The Red Sox win it. We'll see you tomorrow for a 6:40 pregame at a 7:05 first pitch in St.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem. And we'll see you next time.